On today's Technobabble, keeping your audience safe while doing a live stream.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to Techno Babble. This is the show where every week we talk all about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way. So just leave them in the comments below, or if you're listening to the podcast, just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. So I wrote an article a little bit ago on Church Production Magazine's site all about kind of the excesses I see of cautiousness in a live stream. I was interacting with a church that was concerned that there were some people who were on the live stream and were put in danger. I don't want you to hear me say, ignore those people. But it's absolutely the case that you can't form normative rules based on an abnormal situation. This is something we see all the time, where people try and come up with rules that fix situations that are unusual, and in doing so, they mess up other things that normally happen. So, let's talk about some better solutions to this. First off, you need to be hesitant to employ a rule that says never shoot the congregation. That's just not a good choice whatsoever. You can have areas not to shoot, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes, but never shooting anyone in the congregation, especially if your pastor is one of those that likes to walk out amongst the congregation, it's just not possible. So having a rule like that is really no good. Also, if you don't have people that, if you're shooting and you don't include shots of the congregation, you're not really bringing people from the outside in. You're not really including them in the same way. So from a logistics standpoint, from a good video standpoint, it's just not a very good idea. So let's talk a little bit about some things that are good ideas. First off, you could have areas of the sanctuary where you just never shoot. Now, I don't want you to say, yes, we never shoot this really awkward place that no one would ever want to sit. I don't mean that, but see if you can find a place where naturally it would be more difficult to shoot, and it still has good seats, good sight lines, things like that, so that you could say, hey, if you've got a problem with an EPO out against someone, you know, an emergency protective order, or you're concerned about your privacy or something like that, I suggest that you sit in this section, and we won't shoot that section. I also think that you should have a no-shoot list, so a list of people that you do not want to see on camera. Now, it's not the case that every director will know everyone, so it might be worth having pictures of those people as well. Or in the case of some people have the same names as one another. I know more than one Tim Smith, for example. So if Tim Smith had a problem, but Tim Smith didn't have a problem, it would be very important that I knew which Tim Smith had the issue that I needed to avoid. So pictures might be helpful in that list. You could also have no shoot services. So maybe there are certain times that aren't as popular online that you just don't do a live stream. Or maybe there are other campuses and you just don't live stream from that campus. That's what we do at my church, is we've got a couple of campuses that we don't live stream from there, so anyone that went to those two campuses is perfectly safe. Finally, you should make it absolutely clear that you're going to have a video of children if they're going to be on stage that's going to go out. Make sure you get a release. Make sure you get informed consent from all the parents, because it could be that the kids don't know that their father or their aunt or someone close to them is a danger to them. They just know, oh, I haven't seen so-and-so in a while. Well, it turns out the reason is because they would be in danger if they saw so-and-so. So it could be that they don't have an idea, but their parent who's got custody of them does. So if you're going to put up a children's choir, make sure you check with all the parents of all the children to make sure that it's okay. So those are just some tips that I would employ if I were you, if I was going to do some live streaming. And above all, it's probably worth noting, in secular events, they have tickets where they put clearly on the ticket, hey, by showing up, you're agreeing that it's okay for you to be on television or on our video, etc. It would be worth putting signs up everywhere in the congregation, in the church building. It would be worth putting it in the bulletin. It would be worth just making it as clear as possible that there's a chance that you're going to be seen on our live stream. So, and then you list the situation that I've talked about, the no-shoot areas, the no-shoot list, etc., as ways to get around that, so that you're not excluding people, but that they know how to get around being on the live stream if that's something that they're not comfortable with or that's something that they shouldn't do. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that that helps you and your church as you're figuring out a way to use live streaming to go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter. I have a free gift for you if you head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can get either a copy of my book on Twitter, electronically. You can get my video introductory course or my 5 ProPresenter tips. Any one of those are free for the taking. Just head on over there and sign up. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Hi, and welcome again to this episode of Technobabble. This is Take 2.